We have to learn a very interesting sugya and a very challenging sugya. The question basically really is, when do you make a bracha during a suda? I hope you got to that Gemara. But it's an extremely common question, and I don't know exactly why. It's people find it extremely confusing and challenging. Like everything else, you get the sugya straight, everything is very simple. Basically, to reduce the question to one question, when do you make a bracha during a bread stew that you washed? It could be a first bite, it could be a dessert, it could be a drink, a coffee, a tea, candy. It's Negeya on Rosh Hashanah, incidentally, if you have all those minim. It could be Negeya on Shavuos and you make Kiddush. I think I made a Cheshbon, we'll see maybe for next week. It's almost around the year. Every Yontif is Negeya. The Gate of Pesach, we'll soon see with the Mara. I think it's Gemada every single Yontif, including Yom Kippur. How is it Shaykh Yom Kippur? Because Matzi Yom Kippur, Shechal B'Shabbos, or actually any Matzi Yom Kippur, I should say, you make Havdalah, and then you wash right away, if you do wash. And that's where this question comes up, as far as making what is considered part of the Suda, when is not part of the Suda. I think we came out with a Cheshbon that talks every single Yom Kippur.
Every Suda,
whole life, Yeah, okay, now we're going to get to that, okay. But basically the question is, when or do you make a bracha during a meal? So it's always kedai to step back a moment and really ask ourselves a simple question. What's taka de pshat? What's this whole assumption that we seem to be swearing to, that you don't make a bracha during the suda? In other words, let's talk about the simple things. You have a challenge, you have kugel, you have soup, you have fish. On a Shabbos suda, you don't make a bracha on that. Why is that the case? Why should that be? So you'll say, Vaseit, I washed. What does washed have to do with anything? Washed certainly does not, is that not a magical word? You washed up for the day. And we know, Asur lehenes b'lei bracha. So why should it be any kind of nafkamina, the fact that you washed? I'll say, I know, it's a new lumbus, it's part of the meal. I washed, and this is part of the meal, part of the suda. So I don't make a bracha part of anything which is part of the suda. And that's not also true. In fact, as we will soon see, and then says the Gemara says a farish that on dessert you make a bracha. Dessert is part of the suda. In fact, you know, you have it with the kids or grandkids, wherever you're holding, you know, they say that there's stuff they can't eat anymore. Comes to dessert, all of a sudden they have plenty of room. Oh, that's right. It's the Gemara. The Gemara in the Guild of Zayin HaBeis says this phenomenon, this strange phenomenon, that a person has special room for dessert. Ravchol of the Sim Meshchiach. So Rashi teaches Revach Motzi LeDava HaMosik Pesach HaMayayim. We'll soon see that's an important word. That there is always room for dessert. A person is full, but for some reason there's always room for dessert. But what my point to the Gemara Megillah is that dessert is an integral part of the Suda that we see from the Gemara. Ravcha b'sima shavik shchiach. I mean, shavik. So Rashi says revach matzah. Yeah, it's lashon shavik. You're right. But we see a very important yisoy that dessert is part of the meal. I guess even the and pashit, and yet you do make a bracha on dessert. The point is, when people say I washed, that's not true. Part of the meal is not true. So what then is the pshat in this very mysterious sugi? Why do you make a bracha on some things, some things not? The fact that you washed the leimala for leimayit. So we have to learn the Gemara in brachas daf mem aleph from the beis, and the Gemara, like every Gemara, really is very informative if you understand it properly. Zog the Gemara amar apapa hilchasa devarim habayim machmas hasuda b'soich hasuda. Now let's learn this slowly. Devarim habayim machmas asuda. You have things that are coming because of the suda. Okay? B'soich asuda. That's a key word. It seems to be repetitious. Things that are coming because of the suda during the suda. Okay? We'll soon see the kefa alashin. B'soich machmas b'soich. Ein te'unin bracha loy lefneim v'loy lachreim. This category of foods does not need nor a bracha rishayna or a bracha achrayna. Okay? Again, it's machmas asuda, b'soich asuda, needs no bracha rishayna, or bracha achrayna. But let's say it's shalei machmas asuda. Let's say it's not part of the suda, or not. It's not le machmas asuda. Even, and well, I don't say that way, but I'm putting it in. Even if it's the soich asuda, it's not machmas asuda, but it is the soich asuda. Tuunin bracha lefneim ve'ein tuunin bracha lachem. In other words, this mysterious category needs a bracha rishayna, but not a bracha achrayim. Now the truth is, I don't know if I have time to do it this week, but certainly this is a big question. Whatever you want to say, any reason you want to say, we'll leave the hezer for now. If you have to make a bracha rishayna on a dessert, on a farsh bais, whatever you want to say, you know, it's free country. Whatever you have to make a bracha rishayna on, why don't you have to make a bracha achrayim? Or better yet, should you make a bracha achrayim? If you tell me it's not part of the Suda, so make a bracha chayim. Are you benching? So what? We will soon see, and this is in our Golas Ha'achrayim, a halacha that was pretty much obsolete for all the years, has become relevant once again. It's very possible on a Viennese table, which they have by weddings, you should have to make a bracha rishayna, and then a bracha chayim, besides benching. You know the Suda? It's a beautiful Indian. We'll have to, okay, I don't have time this week, but it's a beautiful Indian. Because there was way the Shulchan Aruch and Taisis is Mazda. If you mamash finish the Suda, you clean up the tables, bring new tables, a whole new start, Zok the Mechaba, you have to make a Bracha Rishayna and a Bracha Achrayna. Then you'll bench. It's two different Achilas. So the Mechaba says we don't have this in our time. It's because even dessert, you have the same table. But the problem is a Viennese table or a... I don't know if you have it, mamish in different rooms. Have you seen it? That's a major, major problem. Because mamish a different achila. And the people are eating by that Viennese table, you mamish think it's a different achila, right? You look like that. The only thing is bracha rishayna, maybe you don't eat because achila gasa, I'm afraid. But anyhow.
Always room.
Okay. Yeah, okay, fine. Yeah, but I don't think more new people that eat by your smokes, but also. Maybe use up the extra room. Anyhow, but the point is, whatever explanation you want to say, there's no bracha rishayna. I'm sorry, if there is a bracha rishayna, why is there no bracha achrayna? Okay, that's the point. So now we have to get to the beauty of the sugya. What is this gemara describing? Machmas asuda, besoich asuda. What is the whole, you know, the deal about this? So Rashi says pashu. Rashi learns the pshat that we would have said pashu without, you know, being too into the sugya. You know what it means, the Gemara is talking about? Devarim habayim machmas asuda means whatever you're eating with the bread. You have a tuna fish sandwich, you have a gefilte fish sandwich, you have a chmeisa, a salami sandwich. That does not need a brach. Why? Why not? The habi lo tfeila. Look, Rashi poshet. You have bread with American cheese, so the cheese is a tafel. It's a subordinate to the bread, right? In other words, it's mighty simple. The regular halach of ikiv etafel that we discussed in the past, this is a new member of that category. When you wash and you have bread with tuna fish or butter, whatever it may be, you don't make a brach on that. Why? The lafis, the habul tfeila, Rashi explains, I'm sorry. That is a regular etafel. So if you don't make a brach, you say, you may have a brach, because it's a regular ikiv etafel. What does the second half mean? Devarim habayim shalei machmas asuda. What does that mean? So if Rashi could go in daisa, which is daisa cereal and kruv and vegetables, the tardin she'enan laftan ubayim lemazim lusvayim. Right. In other words, what Rashi is saying is things that are not machmas asuda b'seich asuda, you have to make a bracha rishayna. What is that? Cereal, vegetables, then you have to make a bracha rishayna, which is a pella. In other words, we've got it all wrong with Rashi. When you have vegetables, when you have cereal, you wash the bread and you have cereal for breakfast, you have to make a bracha on the cereal. Oh, okay, right, that's right. In other words, this muscle that we were just discussing of cereal and for breakfast, you have to make a bracha on the cereal. Why? The question is why. You know what I would say the answer to that is? Why not? Mamish, why not? Rashi himself affirms, the light's failing in who? Ve'ein b'chlal lechem v'nifta b'birchas ha'moitzi. It's very simple. Why should I not make a bracha on this bowl of cornflakes? It's not shaykhis to the bread. Why should I make a bracha? What? Should you not, right? So Rashi was bothered by our question. What's the shot? You don't make a bracha to echsuda? The answer is you do make a bracha to echsuda. It's only the conventional, old-fashioned ikivetafel. So therefore, on a dessert, on an appetizer, for sure, there's nothing to talk about. Better yet, I'll tell you a chiddush. It's not my chiddush, it's Taisa's chiddush. If you have a svar, then go with this chiddush. If you have a drink to echsuda, you have to make a bracha. You know anybody familiar with Tridem? Before the they make a brach before they wash. Yeah, sure. That's the mechaber and Taisa Shita.
Before they wash.
Idea. The mechaber really holds to make a bracha during the Suda. But al chumra you make a bracha before they wash. Yeah. You never saw, you're not familiar with Tridem? Okay. But anyhow, this is a sheet of Rashi which seems to be fully compatible with Hilchos Brachos. You make a bracha. Why? Because it's not ikivatav. However, and it's important to tell you who the however is, Tosfos, the Rosh, the Ritva, Rabbeinu Yonah, the Bahag, the Tur, Abu Draham, Kolboy, or Zerua, a holdest of Vishayim. It's not a kunst to make names, but here it's Megeya. Because they all say they take strong exception to Rashi. And Rashi is not halacha l'maisa. What's the problem with Rashi? Rashi has a very simple shot. It's untouchable. What's the problem with Rashi? The problem is it's two kashas. So one kasha is the way Rabbeinu Yonah learns. If it's the regular ikiv etafel, what's the chiddush of the Gemara? We learned ikiv etafel in the beginning of the perek. We have it mishnah at the end of the perek. We have it in the middle. If it's regular cheese on bread, regular ikiv etafel, why do you have to have a mishnah? Well, I'm sorry, I have to have this Gemara. It's in the perek of mishnah. So the first kasha is, what's the chiddush? And like you said, Reb Chaim said also, there's another kasha, what is the lashon of toich hasuda? Mach masuda, toich hasuda. If it's the regular ikiv etafel, it's pashit. So that's the lashon of the Esan Rashi. V'oy tzeh lashon b'toich einei moira al zeh, that it's not going on something to eat together with bread. So we have two major problems on Rashi. First of all, what's the chiddush? And the Gemara's lashon does not really seem to conform with Rashi's pshat. Zokti Rishonim, and I'll read you the lashon of the Rabbeinu Yonah, which is the end of Daf Chaf Tes on the base of Daf Arif, which is very negeya. This Gemara is telling us a semi-radical chiddush, I would say. Okay, it is a chiddush, but it's not a phenomenal chiddush. Zokter Rabbeinu Yonah, you know what the Gemara is saying, you don't make a bracha? Kigayim basa, ubeyim, ugvina, vidagim. She'ein derech lechel oisam, shalai b'shas suda. What he's saying is, you're not eating this with bread. We're talking about foods that are not eaten with bread. Okay? So what's the pshat? You have oatmeal. After you wash, why don't you have to make a bracha on the oatmeal? It's not the regular kivetafel. So his lashon is, of course, very crucial. Mi'ika hasudahein kigo uvikiven shemazbiyan. Why are you eating the oatmeal? Because it's saveya. V'kavanasoi mitchila aleim hasbiya. Afa pisha oichel oisem v'loi pas. Einay mivarech aleim klau. Shenichlolam im apas atzmai ubirchas hamoiti shebirach mitchila poitrasam. What he's saying is a new form of ikiv etafel. And we'll understand this very well with the hezbeh that we'll soon see. But what he's saying is it's not the conventional ikiv etafel. You got it right. You're talking about bread with tuna fish, that's pashut. You don't need a gemara. I'm talking about bread, and then you have potato kugel, and then you have chicken, and then you have vegetables, you have soup, and you have gefilte fish, whatever you want. That's also, there's no bracha. Alright, what's the chesed? So, the Rabbeinu Yonah really doesn't say much of a hezba, but I think the say that I told you the first week, we'll use it tomorrow every week, and this week won't be an exception. The Tur in Reish Ches says, bread is a phenomenal food. Bread is different than every other food in the world. There's a bracha rishon ha'moitzi lechem ha'aretz. There's a benching. You have to wash. There's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. What's the pshat? Zok the Tor, his lashon is because pita, sada, the liba, bread is the most chashev of food. Rashi and Parashat Vayera, the Torah, the Vim, Ksuv, and Metzinu, the pita, sada, to the liba, bread is the most important food. Oy bazoi, what the Gemara is telling us, the Gemara is introducing us to a new form of Ikka V'Tafel. You're right. You're having bread, and again, let's put this in the right perspective. You're having bread for breakfast, and you're having a bowl of cereal. You had a roll, you finished the roll, there's no remnant of the roll, there's no crumb left, and then you have your bowl of oatmeal. Why should I not make a bracha on the oatmeal? It's in no way is it the conventional Ikka V'Tafel. What the Rishonim are saying is this is a new form of Ikka V'Tafel. Why do you eat bread? What's the function of bread? It's Sviya. Every food that's eaten with Svaya is really following the act of bread. Bread is a Svaya, oatmeal is a Svaya, potato cookies is a Svaya. Any food that's eaten with Svaya is doing, has the same function as the bread, and therefore you don't make a brach. In other words, this is a new, of course, an extended form of Ikka V'Tafel. Since bread is so chashev, it has its own bracha rishayin, has its own bracha achrayina, this is a new exception to the list. Bread is so chashev, not only has the bracha rishayin, the bracha achrayina, not only do you have to wash, but bread is such a knockover that it has the ability to pata any food that has the same function as bread. Absolutely. But it's a new form of Ikka V'Tafel. The conventional Ikka V'Tafel is limited. It has to be eaten together. Right? You have a sandwich, you have to eat it together. If you don't eat it al taf achas, we spoke about, it's not Ikka V'Tafel. This Ikka V'Tafel, this shows the greatness of bread. Bread is such an Ikka, any food eaten, even after bread, even if there's no bread left, if it's eaten with svaya, it becomes a tafel to the bread. It's the Ikka V'Tafel with a new twist, naturally. It's not the conventional Ikka V'Tafel, but that's what the Rishonim are learning. What?
I mean, because it has the same purpose,
yes.
It's the same food.
Yes, not the same food.
It's a tafel to the food because it has the same purpose.
The bracha, Hamaitzi, goes on that. That's right.
It's the same purpose. The
same, that's right. How do you understand why bread, you know, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that in a moment. One second. We're going to get to that. But how do you understand that we grew up with this? Why do you have to wash on bread? Why do you bench three brachas on bread? Why is it hamaitzi? Okay. So Chazal gave it a tremendous distinction. This is another form of chesedus. How do you understand yayin plays the communion mashka? Chesedus. What does yayin have to do with Pepsi Cola? You make kiddush Shabbos morning. So you drink wine. You have cake. And you have milk with your chocolate cake, right? Why is the milk not no bracha on the milk? The teretz is chashivas is a very important word here. Yayin is so chashiv. Yayin it's machmas chashivusa kava bracha la'atzmai, right? Yayin has its own bracha, and yayin is such a powerful bracha. It exempts all foods similar in function. So yayin patas drink, but doesn't pat the pita gefilte fish, because the patas all drinks. Bread patas all svia. Of course, it's a more broad mechiddush, but it's the same mechanics of it. Bread is such a chashiv of food, it passes all foods that are following its in its footsteps, so to speak. Now, you're going to ask me... Oh, we're going to get to that. That's really the whole Gemara. Because what's the pshat? What's the supremacy of bread?
It's
seveya. It's seveya. So that everything else is seveya.
Everything else is, if you're coming
across a bit of
the
tafel, so
everything else is
a
tafel for the sea. You're not
eating
the fruit because it's a liquor. The fruit is a tafel for the sea.
Correct.
We'll
soon see. Right. He's talking about shalosh shudis during the summer when you have bananas and cream. That's your main course. We'll soon see. You don't make a bracha. For dessert.
Right.
Whatever. No, it's not. You're not eating it for that.
It's not.
Right. It's not. You're not eating it for Sviya.
It's a puffle. It's a different purpose.
You see, we're starting out with an aracha like this. Everything is part of this. Everything you wash is no bracha. We have to know why this, that. It's not true. We have a kasha, why don't you make a bracha? We're on the defensive. Not on the offensive, we're on the defensive. Why don't you make a bracha on foods? The answer is, if this food is sviya, it goes right behind bread. If you have an apple in the middle of the suda because you want to refresh yourself, that's very nice, you make a bracha. Okay? So again, what the banker really is Rashi Shita. He asks, what's the pshat? Where do you have such a thing? That's Rashi Shita. But the Rishonim take a bold step, and they say, yes, there is a new ikivatav. Like,
what do you say about the ayin?
I can understand a little better, because every maska, there's a close relationship between the ayin and other maska. It's a maska, at least. Here you're saying food, and soup, and kugel, and fish, and everything. I don't know. I think I can hear a little better that the ayin part to call me a maska, also than maska shabai. But to say every single food across the board, okay, that's Rashi Shita. I hear. I might hear what you're saying. But, you know, whenever you have a machlekes and both are right, elu ve'elu, you have to try to, you know.
Yeah.
Let me just read the Lashon B'chayadim before we go to the Halacha L'Maaseh, because, you know, we have to really solidify this foundation somewhat. In Klal Mem Gimel Sif Aleph, Kivan Shalechem Ikechaye Adam, since Lechem is the Ikechaye Adam, Lefika, Im Kava Atzmei Lecho Lechem, Ubir Chalav, Harei Kol Ma She'achol B'tay Chasuda, Midvarim Sharagilam Lobay Bitai Khasuda, Lechal Velisbaya. Since bread is the ikka, anything else that is eaten also as an ikka, lechalisbaya, gaimbasa dogim lift and daisa mini levavais chutmi apayas. I hear the key word, Reb Chaim. Afilu achlam belay pas, even without pas, nasa hakol tofalapas, the ain sarach levarchalayim. It's not the regular pas, it's nasa tofalapas. It's a generic form of tefillah. I don't know the right word, you know. It's an artificial tefillah. Yeah. Chayyadam. Chayyadam klal mem gimel sifal. I mean, if you want to see it nicely, he writes, what? Yeah, I'm saying, the Rishonim don't say this, Lamdas, and this is what I'm trying to say based on this. The Mishnah Berurah is more of a kitzah in kuf ayin zayin sifkat na'alef. But the Chayyadam is, I guess, more of a riches, if you want to see it, to really feel comfortable with the aside. Again, if you really don't understand that 100% you're in good company, Rashi also wouldn't take that you know, leap of faith to say it's a new chiddush. But late Rashi, let's put this again in right perspective. Late Rashi, if you have your roll for breakfast and then you have your farina, your oatmeal, you have to make a bracha rishayna. Nothing to talk about. Finished. So you can't be too, you know, wrong when you don't understand fully, but that's what you say to the rishayna.
Are there people that are not supposed
to
eat everything with bread?
No, and not that I know. We'll soon see by drinks. Yes, mezayin. I mean, it's a beautiful Indian because, just to give a mussel, I mean, we just had this not long ago. Someone went to a dinner, and after the fish, they gave ices. So he was a little upset. You know, it comes to a fancy dinner, and you know, they had the fish, and they send you home. He thought he's having dessert.
It's over.
He's over, right? It ain't over till it's over. I mean, but that's why you need it. But there's a beautiful nafka mina. Ices. We'll soon see. You could make a bracha. We'll have to leave that, you know, exactly why. But this, what's it called again? Intermezzo. I think you know what I'm talking about. Intermezzo. Yiddish word.
Okay.
Right. When you eat fish, let's say you have salmon, and then you have start having soup. I like to say it's alkashis, but it's not the case. Anyhow, you want to clear the taste of the fish,
yeah,
to start, right, you know. That's what the chayvin. Intermezzo. That's what intermezzo. So that intermezzo, in a certain sense, could be a bigger cool than a regular ices. Why? Because that's eaten to wash it down. It gives it more of a part of the soup. It's a beautiful Indian. But I want to first get the side class so we can build on it. If it's part of the suda in any way, it becomes tafel. The chiddush of the Rishonim is that since it's a svoya, that makes it an afpot.
It's interesting because very often we try to, when we don't know which bracha to make,
right.
So then we wash.
Right.
We wash, you know, which bracha to make, just wash.
Wash. It's not even so
possible. If you don't know whether to make a bracha, don't wash.
Right. That's true. It's true. If you're not going to have, if the bread by you is at the ikka.
Right. If you don't know whether to make a bracha, then I said, don't wash, then you have to make a bracha and everything.
That could be.
The eitzah, right.
Is to wash.
The eitzah for not knowing whether to make bracha.
It's also why. Yeah, that's true. But then again, what bracha do you make if you don't know?
No, if you know what bracha, you don't know whether to make bracha.
Right, so washing makes it.
Right.
Which is, it has to be nikkur v'tafel, right?
Right. But then the eitzah, you don't know whether to make a bracha.
Aha. But the truth is, if you wash just the pater, I wonder if you'll...
So that eats fruit soup with
who?
With bread. With
who does? Someone.
There are people that eat such a minute.
We will talk about it in, maybe in, hopefully in a few minutes.
I don't know.
The best thing is, they have to get it, everyone. Right. Yeah. But to wash, if it's just making it, if it's tough, is also a little shady. I mean, that.
Right.
Yeah.
He said,
"Show me that Mr. Buddha." Right. It's not across the board. Not such a great idea.
It's not that
hard. He asked the Gary Rebbe once what to make a bracha on a certain food. You know the answer? He said, "I'm still a bracha." Sometimes you don't know. Don't make it too. What? Yeah. Okay. But But it's interesting what he mentioned last time. To make the wash, it like seems to be circular reasoning. You wash, if you wash, you don't make a bracha because it's a tuchel. So now you wash to a pot of the foods, is really, you're going to. Anyhow, let's move on. So we have, let's chazro, and then we'll go to the cases, and I wanted to go in order of the suda, but it won't work. So let's go in order of the, you know, the svara. But the point is, we see the following. The Gemara is telling us, when you wash, why don't you make a bracha on foods? Because it's a tuchel to the other foods. For some reason, like we explained very nicely, that the bread is such a dominant food, it pates everything else. The Shlo in Emek Bracha, the Shlo's father actually, he says that although Rashi was Rashi, HaMechuvah Shebekul HaMepir Shebeinu Yayina, and he says that's the way we pass. In other words, Rashi, we have all respect to Rashi, but the Mechavah in Kufay and Zayin, Sif Aleph, pases like Taisvis, and the Sharatiyam points out that's the Beinu Yayina, or Zeruah, the Rach, and Shar Paiskim. In other words, we don't just reject Rashi, but Lamaisa, the halacha is like Tosfos.
So it comes out with splitting the first part to holding like Tosfos, and then
Oh, we're gonna get to the end of the suit. The end of the suit is a different. Maybe. Okay, we'll get to that. But I won't start that today. But that's a different schmoozing answer. Fish and cereal and shalom, I think we should understand, is all included in Taisus Kula, because you're eating these things with Svaya. I saw the Shulchan Atoya, and he was the Kamarna, one of the big rabbis, and our Simon, he says, but Kugel of Shabbos, Avada doesn't need a bracha, because that's the ik of the Suda Shabbos. He says, because we don't need Kugel on Shabbos, Boykin Acharav, the ik and the Yaifi Asut, what? Yeah, that's the famous... Mukhi Yosef, who's it? The Mukhi Yosef says it, because you don't need Chaman on Shabbos, right? Because
it's daiki.
I don't know. But he says that the Ika Yosef, Asuda, what I don't understand, let's say you have potato kugel, what? Yeah, but why does he say that Boitin after? He means hot, he means hot. Right. Yeah, but I don't understand.
No,
Chaman of Adam,
Chaman.
It's pretty strong, right? But the question, let's say you have potato kugel on Sunday night leftovers. But you make a bracha. Anyhow, this is what he says. What's very interesting is the soup. This always bothers me. The soup. Why is the soup potter with the bread? Is that technically the svar? Yeah. Oh, so I saw the Shar Masan Balacha points out that right. But is it the Svaya? So he quotes the Gemara Daf Mem Dalet and Berachah. We'll soon see. Kol Suda She'ein Basriyach Ain a Suda.
Exactly. If you get the case of Svaya, you have a salad. Salad is itself is for sure not this way.
Why not? Why not? Sure, that it's a healthy feeling. Why is hell not this way? Why not? Sure. It's a little less low calorie and it's sure. People subside and say, he's saying the chafi that the soup is an integral part of the suda. That's the what's the suda? Memdalit. Kol suda she'ein basriyaf ein a suda. So he learns the soup. That's right. The Sharmatan Alacha learns in this Gemara that the integral part of the suda is the soup. But the truth is, soup is also svia also. What? Yeah, if you pack it in, you could have a very healthy, a very crafty soup that's certainly less for you. But what's my point? My point is that the reason why you don't make a bracha on a food is because we could understand, we could accept the aside that it's eaten less for you. Now, let's say you could find a food that is definitely not eaten less for you. Potato cookies is a svaya, and soup is a svaya. Let's say you could tell me a food that we all agree is not a svaya. Do you have to make the bracha even after you quote, wash the made hamaitzi? Late Rashi, definitely. And even late Taisis, the answer is definitely. We have this preconceived notion, which is incorrect, that once you wash, you washed up for the day, eat what you want. It's not true. Late Rashi, that doesn't exist. And late Taisis, only to a certain extent. The ikka is a svaya. A perfect marshal is a Magen Avraham in Kuf Samaches Sifkat and Chav Beis. And there's a lot of misunderstanding, I don't know why, but let's put an end to it. If you have chocolate, candies, the like for dessert, there is no doubt that you have to make a bracha at the end of the Suda. Ah, you washed? So you washed. What's one thing to do to the other? I mean, you could bring a raya, it's a funny raya, but after dinner mints, right? The reason why it's called after dinner mints, because the after dinner mints are not part of dinner, right? You're eating it for the, whatever, it's called the kinuach, it's mesika. Zog de Magen Avraham, udaver shebali kinuach, to going ugois dakais, we'll soon see this a problem, this is a mezainis, but oimine mesika, tzricha bracha ve'ein hapas petrasan. If you have chocolate, and you have candies and mints, whatever it may be, for dessert, zog de Magen Avraham, avada and avada, you have to make a bracha. And the hezbis is pashut. What does the chocolate or the after dinner mints have to do with the bread?
What about afterwards?
What do you mean afterwards? We'll soon see. That's a good kasha. Because once you're telling me you make a bracha rishayna on the candies, why don't you make a bracha chayna? So first of all, who said you don't? Let's see, who said you don't, first of all? Look in the Gemara.
The Gemara says, Tuna Bracha.
The Fneyen. The Ein Tuna Bracha Lachrei. No. So that Aksuda does not mean that.
That's what you learn. Right.
Okay, we'll leave that for next time, because the Viennese table is a very important Indian to discuss, because it's not only the Viennese table, today you have the Simchas Chasen V'Kala table. Okay, you know what, let's not start, we'll leave for next week. But, what? Like you hold about it. We're talking about a chuppah. We didn't come here for a chuppah. No, didn't come. What? Watermelon is zichah, not part of the suda. Right. But the question is, what you're asking, why did you make a bracha achrayna? The answer pashut is, it's not l'svaya, but it's technically part of the suda. Or be it dessert, but it's part of the suda. And benching covers the suda. Maiti does not cover the suda. That's irrational. Hamaiti covers the svia foods. This is not a sviya food. But benching covers the suda, this is part of the suda. And that would explain, shaloi machama sa suda, it's not going to have to make a bracha achrayna also. What's the hezva? Because if it's not machama sa suda, it's not part of the benching either. Anyhow, the Shevet Alevi Chelek Ala Simen Reish Hei says b'feirish, pshita you make a bracha on candies toicha suda, and he says the lashon is, the harba toyim b'zeh, and it's the toyus. Now, if you do want to see it, I heard this and I found this. There are some say the minig in Europe, which I was not in Europe, so I really can't confirm this. The minig in Europe was you don't make a shakel at the end of the meal. You would look at the Betzela Chachma Beis Hay or the Kenyan Tayyar Dalad Yates. They speak about this minig. I don't understand this minig. You know, it's not consistent with the Gemara. But Al Kapanim, if you have dessert, Avadia make a bracha. Now it's lav dafka shakel. If you have potato chips, You could have corn chips. Corn chips is a shakel. You make a bracha for corn chips for dessert.
Why? Aren't they also sveya?
Corn chips eating with sveya?
No.
I mean, I don't know. If you have a pretty...
Snacks. No.
If it's a dessert, it's again, if you're going to tell me that instead of eating corn, you have corn chips as a main course, kala kavod. But yeah, but it's a different. You see, it's not the food. It's certainly not the food.
Purpose.
It's the purpose. Yeah, French fries is filling, but French, French. If someone is really, has no money and he buys French potato chips for supper, and a chanami. But it's not also, again, popcorn. I don't know if people say, really? Popcorn, potato chips, corn chips, whatever it is. If it's not part of the suud, do you make a bracha rishayin? A bigger chiddush, which is really a Pharisee Gemara. The Gemara says, Shalai machmas asuda, b'soich asuda, tu'unin bracha lefneihem, b'ein tu'unin bracha lachreihem. This Gemara that introduces us to make a bracha teich suda, the Gemara says, what's the mashal? So, like Tais's lashon, kigayin tamarim remainin v'shar kol peiros. In other words, we have like you, Ramshi, you have watermelon. You could have cantaloupe. You could have applesauce. You could have any a fruit bowl, a fruit cup, fruit cocktail, be it as it may. Any fruit zakt Tais's. Tais's learns that when you make a bracha teich suda, it mamish means fruit, and of course, watermelon, cantaloupe is considered fruit in this respect. It's fruit, the end of the suud, you have to make a bracha.
About the beginning of it.
Oh, we're going to get to that in 1 minute. We're going to get to that. But again, fresh fruit, or watermelon, cantaloupe, fruit cocktail, canned fruit, grapes, nuts. I mean, people say nuts. You make a bracha on nuts. Why not? It's not the svaya. If you put nuts into your rechmeis main course, no. But again, any fruit, people... What? Ice is a different... We're going to leave for next week. Ice is a little more complicated. We'll soon see. I'd rather go in order. In order of...
Ice is a little...
Because that's mamish part of the suda. That's the matzias.
It's
the purpose. It's not l'achila. You're not doing it. Not the masika. It's not the svaya. Not the masika.
It's for the
drain and blood. It's a lot of avodah that goes into eating. You never heard that? It's a green ices after the fish into the soup. Anyhow, dried nuts, dried fruits, raisins. I mean, these things are no different. If it's not the ikas suda, you have to make a brach at the end of the meal. Now, a bigger chiddush, which today is not going to work, but this is Mefarish in the Rishonim, and it's Negeya once a year upon him. The Mishnah Berurah says it's loved after fruit. Chazeres, kishuin, melachafainais, chayin, oitznoin, ubatzel. If you had desired to have an onion for dessert, I don't know why, I'm not trying to explain this. But again, chazeres and kishuin, and then you have the cucumbers for dessert. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, you have to make a bracha. Now this, here's where salad starts getting a little challenging. Salad toich asud, you don't make a bracha. So why salad at the end of the suud, you make a bracha? It's very pashut. If you're a type of person that you have salad for dessert, so it's not l'svay. If it's not l'svay, you have to make a bracha. Now how could this be nageya? I'll tell you one mashal, two mashalim. One mashal could be negay every single Shabbos. Let's say you make a shalom zacha in your house. I say in my house, otherwise it's not negay. But you wash the suda, and you're about to, you're not going to bench because you're having a shalom zacha. So you wash the suda, and as dessert, you have the argus. Or you go right into the shalom zacha from your dessert, from your suda. So you make a bracha on the eighth, and if you have argus, as a dessert, you have to make a bracha. Why? As long as this Mishnah Berurah. If you have a vegetable that's for dessert, not the ikasuda, avadi, you make a bracha. Where could this be more negeya, but it's only negeya one twice a year? Pesach, atazai. Zok de das toyen simen kufayin zayin. That his raya to this case of toich asuda, you make a bracha, is chazeres. Why do you say when you make a bracha on the karpas, haben zin patur in the marah? What's that person pat in the mar? What do you have against the mar? You don't make a bracha on the carrots and you eat teich suda. What problem do you have with the mar? The carrots is that mar is zichanat l'svaya. No stretch of imagination is the mar l'svaya. So what is it? It's a vegetable that's eaten not machmas asuda. You have to make a bracha.
Yeah, but Even the beginning of the meal.
Even the beginning, that's right, exactly. I'm using this to lead up to the problem. Mm-hmm. There's no gzeres akasiv if the bracha is made at the end of the meal. If you tell me this food is not part of the suda, we'll soon see what I mean as far as spice, but if you tell me that this chazeres is not part of the suda, mekala kavod, they make a bracha. So dessert getting a bracha is a beferish gemara. I don't see what there's a whole shmooze about. I don't know why there's confusion. Dessert getting its own bracha, again, is not only fruit. It could be cooked fruit. It could be dry fruit. It could be nuts, potato chips, the works. Now, what's the only shmooze that I saw? Cooked fruit. Applesauce, kumquat. If you make a stewed prune, whatever you want to have for dessert, is there any kind of fresh fruit or cooked fruit? Yeah, I'm listening. You have any? You heard such a thing? So you hear people saying it. You know, on kumquat, you don't make a bracha.
Can I know? People make a bracha on burnt beards.
What?
People, there's a
video.
People only make
burnt beards. Not shakal.
Not shakal.
You heard this? Shakal, the Zionists will soon see the difference. For you heard the bracha, not making shakal. Oh, okay. So you have to look up the Kenyan Torah. Okay, New York. But the question is, why as cooked as versus fresh? You have kumpa. You have cooked applesauce. Why don't you make a bracha on that? Is there any logic? It's only a fresh fruit. Yes. Yeah, so if it's not, it's not. So the Shlah Kaddish in Klal Dalet Ois Beis writes the Feirish. I mean, who's bigger than the Shlah? Peiris Mivushalim Abayim B'Sei Chasuda. To unin gamkein bracha lefneim. It's not part of the suda. What's the problem? I really don't know exactly why not. The Magen Avraham passing like this in Kufan Zayin Dalad, the Chayadah Mem Gimel Dalad, the Shulchan Aruch Harav. I don't see why not. I saw the Yechava Das and Chayil Kesim and Yotes says a svar. You know why people think this way? Of course, it's a toys, but he says people have kumpat. European people especially, they have the applesauce together with the meat, or together with the latkes. That... Oh, what kind of tuffle is that? If you have applesauce, that's the conventional ick of a tuffle. That's the... No, conventional ick of a tuffle. Yeah, if you have applesauce... Oh, good, good. Fresh yalamdu. So they say, if you have applesauce, let's say the following scenario, like the Shlach Kaddish, you vada make a bracha on applesauce, teich suda, right? At the end of the suda. Let's say you have the same applesauce, the exact same applesauce, you put it on your latkes on Chanukah. Do you make a bracha? Why not?
Tuffle.
But you said applesauce is not a tuffle. Oh, so this is not the new, this is the old fashioned ick of it. Oh, so let me ask you a question. The meat, why don't you make a bracha? I'm sorry, why don't you make a bracha on the latkes? Yeah, what do we call that in fancy terms?
The new
mikvah tafel. So here you have the applesauce is slept along by a new mikvah tafel. What is that called? Tafel. No, that's called tafel the tafel. This piece of meat, and again, no pun intended, but this piece of meat cannot stand on its own feet. Or chicken, even if it's a polka. Okay, cannot stand on its own feet. What? It's only as tuffle. And it becomes like a rider that it takes along. The territory is partial, you know why? Because the conventional ick of a tuffle is very logical. It's one food. Latkes and apples is one food. But it's interesting, this is a new type of ick of a tuffle. For carrot, I wouldn't be so convinced. Okay, not shy. But let's say you have a regular tuffle, and you throw on that. The new type of ick of a tuffle, that's a little more challenging. But this ick of a tuffle is the plain ick of a tuffle that works b'chol ha'tarkul. The Chazon Ish is quoted in the Din of Anhagos, the Perek Vav, Siv Zayin. He made a bracha on liftan, which is kumquat b'sayf hasud. I have not yet found out exactly why, but again, the Yechav Adas speculates, and he says maybe the toyis has come about because people in Europe always had kumquat with latkes or with chicken. That's that, you know, European people had that, right? So the kumquat was associated with being a tuffle. So they said, but let's say, so therefore you don't make a bracha on kumquat. In other words, come but always was a plain old egg of a tuffel. But that's not a good reason. Because today, if you have kumbut for dessert, a vadi should make a brach. The Chelkis Yaakov Chayla Dalat Sim Mem Gimel has a very nice way of looking at this. And he says, in Europe, again, it's a chiddush which is not true today. He says, the minig, he eats a bells of chassid, right? So the minig of bells was, his Friday night, you didn't make a brach on the kumbut, and Shabbos you did. Shabbos day you did. What's that and that? So he says Pashat, and I understood it because I appreciate it because it's very much conforms with our sugya. The minig is you only have four tafshilin Friday night. This is what he says. I'm not into this. But you have only four tafshilin on Friday night. And you make a count, the applesauce is one of the four. So Aybazai, it's mamas part of the suda. If it's part of the suda, you don't make a brach. Shabbos day, the kumpat, is not part of the suda. So you make a brach, which is fine. But the problem is, in our American society, where the kumbut is definitely, it's a part of, it's a dessert, it's not a liftan, it's not with the latkes, I don't know. I can say I don't know. I don't know why people do not make a brach. I would certainly make a brach. The only thing is that Das Torah, and this is, of course, in our siman, says, Imagilan, lechel, tamid, peiris, mibushalin, for some reason, if you always have kumpot as part of your meal, tzarechin if you make a brach. Now, what's a tzarechin in this? Why should it be a tzarechin? I think so. Because part of the suda. I don't know. I know Rav Aaron, Rav Savitsky told me when he was with Rav Aaron at Lakewood Yeshiva, Rav Aaron, he made a choice when they had kumpot, he took a raw fruit, a fresh fruit. But you could do that, that's no problem. But if push comes to shove, I would recommend highly, of course, making a bracha on fresh fruit, if you can. If not, on cooked fruit, avadi you make it by your priyates.
The whole question is really, boils down to whether dessert is part of the meal.
Right, right. Now, part of the suit, see, people misconstrue the...
That's not amazing.
That's the idea. No. He's saying good, but you have to just qualify what he's saying. Part of the meal, a cup of tea is also part of the meal. After dinner means also part of the meal. It's not part of the meal. Part of the meal function of the svaya. That's a better word. Right, that's right. That's right. If you're going to totally isolate this, if you're going to divorce this from the meal itself, and we'll see next week, Mirtashan, that's the problem with Viennese tables. If you're going to totally separate this from the meal, then why don't you make a bracha chayin also? You know, the halacha is, that's not my chiddush. If you eat something before you wash, you're supposed to make a bracha chayna and then wash, right? Let's say you didn't make a bracha chayna. Let's say you ate a piece of kugel before you washed. Then you washed and you benched. You still have to make a bracha chayna on the kugel. It's a gemara. Why? Why not? What does benching have to do with the eating before the suda? If you're going to tell me it's not part of the suda, like you said, in ganzer not, then you have to make a bracha chayin also. You have to be very careful when we say this halacha.
Kiddush not.
Why is kiddush not like that?
Because you need it.
Oh, so that's next week's sugya. That's why kiddush is for a different reason. Since kiddush is the makam suda, and the kiddush really is matzah the suda, it does become an integral part of the suda. But again, let's be clear. You're walking on somewhat of a tightrope here. If it's part of the suda, you don't make a bracha at all. No bracha rishayin achrayna. If it's not part of the sviyasa suda, you make a bracha rishayin, but not a bracha achrayna. Because apparently the benching covers the suda. The bracha rishayin covers the sviya. That's right. You know what? I'll tell you better, Moshe.
It was not Certainly
not. No, it was. They meant it was a svoy.
Oh, really?
Let me give you a better Moshe. Let me give you a more contemporary Moshe. Of course it is.
Yeah.
A better Moshe, okay?
No,
they ate it as a svoy.
No,
it's not with the meat. It was eaten as a svoy together with, not mamish ikiv atafel, but on the plate together with the meat.
But if it's not on the plate,
dessert is dessert. I'm rather not. No. Dessert to make a bracha. The Chelkis Yankis, it was considered one of the tafshilin of Shabbos instead of the challah. It was a cold challah. Okay, that's a bad mask. Let me give you a better mask, okay? Let's say you have a fruit soup. You wash for shalashudis, and your whole shalashudis is you wash fruit soup, and you're waiting for the next course. Right? Says, okay, my ears. That's the end. In other words, that's it, buddy. Right? That's it. Or you have bananas and sour cream. That's it. So a banana for dessert, do you make a bracha? Avada not. Do you make a bracha on the fruit soup?
Banana for dessert? Avada?
I'm sorry, avada, yes, I'm sorry. But let's say this is your shalashudas. There's no fish, there's no fancy salad. This is it, and zaygazunt, right? Putting on a diet. Bananas with sour cream and goodbye. What? That's your suda. Zab the Chazanish, I mean, the Chazanish is quoted, I'm sorry, in the Din of Van Haggis, in that same place, that Hitaka did not make a bracha on bananas when he had a fashal shudas. Why? Because that was a suda. Right, the Bialach in Reish, the beginning of Simon Kufay and Zion, the Medinais, Sheyesh Sham Ribui Peiris Ma'oid Mavasht and Sham Tamid Peiris Lemazon. If they have an overabundance of fruits and they eat the fruit soup, lemazoin, tigoy mebdina senu, b'shar tafshilin, mistavra l'choyre d'yeshle din shar tafshil. Yes, in fact, it's part of the suda, and you do not make a bracha. So again, to qualify this, and we'll leave the rest for next week, fruit as a dessert, you definitely make a bracha l'choyre, even cooked. If you're going to tell me that this fruit is l'svaya, and it's not a dessert, you do not make a bracha. Okay, have a good week.